And we're back with North Sound Racing, our 2006 Northern Sprint Tour champion, Danny Horner from Cottage Grove, Oregon, is with us tonight. Welcome, Danny.
Thanks.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. Well, we're excited to hear about, we'd like to talk to you about the 2006 season and how that went for you.
Mm-hmm. 2006 was great for me. We got the Northern Sprint Tour Championship and also the Cottage Grove Championship. Got to do a bunch of traveling, had a lot of fun. Turned out to be a great year for us.
Where did your racing begin?
Our first race was Oklahoma City for the ASCS National Tour Series.
Uh-huh.
That night didn't go so well for us. We went in there with our HTW, stands for Hoosier Tire West, and they run an ASCS medium tire. We won a heat race and went across their scales there, which put us in their A main, and we got disqualified for the night for a different rear tire.
Oh, no.
So that was a long trip gone bad.
Danny, when you were back there racing with ASCS as compared to, the Northern Sprint Tour, how do you feel the competition level compares?
It's really tough back there. The Northwest Tour is also really tough. Last year, everyone in the NST had to run the ASCS engines, so qualifying and everything was really tight. Same thing back there, except there was just a few more cars. There was, I believe, 48 cars there that night.
Was that the only race that you ran before starting the NST season?
Yeah.
With you winning the championship, it must have helped you figure to get your season started off good.
Oh yeah, definitely. Another thing the ASCS does is they don't qualify at all. It's all you run off of points in your heat races. You'll run a couple heat races and get points for your lineups for your main event. So definitely helped with laps, just getting comfortable with the car and figuring new stuff out.
Danny, I was looking at this bio sheet that Carla was kind enough to print up for us. It says, local sprint car driver Danny Horner has risen through the racing ranks. He began racing BMX bicycles in second grade, spent 9 years racing go-karts, then won 3 straight limited sprint track championships at the Cottage Grove Speedway and moved up to the 360 sprints. Tell us about Cottage Grove Speedway. What size is the track? What do you like about it other than the fact that it sounds to me like it's pretty close to home?
It's a quarter-mile speedway. It's really fast. It's semi-banked. Even when it's dry, it's almost a wide-open track. Of course, if it's not. When it's really dry slick, it's not. But most of the time, it's just a really wide-open runner hard track. And a lot of the time, it's two groove. It's a fun place to run it.
And definitely close to home, huh?
Oh, yeah. I only live probably about a quarter mile from the track.
So. Oh, wow.
Where are some of the other places and events you've raced nationally?
We ran Knoxville, Iowa last year. This year we ran Tulare, California, and then Tucson. We've ran Rock Springs, Wyoming, Gillette, Wyoming, Great Falls, Montana, of course, Skagit, Elma, Medford, Lebanon, Madras.
You've done some traveling.
Arkansas. Yeah, we've done a little bit of traveling in the last year.
Well, I know I talked with you earlier today, and you said it was okay if I brought it up because I think there's a lot of people in the Northwest that really want to know how you're doing. But earlier this month, on Friday night, you had a great qualifying run, and you did good in the heat, and you made the dash. And then what happened?
Just a bad luck start. I think the bottom was still a little bit greasy. And sides kind of got into it and started getting turned around, and Delansky went to miss him, and we touched tires, and I went over backwards and went to the hospital.
You actually climbed out of the car, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was in there, and I was paralyzed for a few minutes, and I guess I got pretty lucky. A lot of times when someone is paralyzed, they don't come out of it, so I feel pretty lucky about that. Got out of the car and walked to our truck and trailer, and then the guys figured I should go to the hospital.
And that's when they found out you had fractured a vertebrae in your neck and you've had surgery?
Yeah, I had a C5 burst.
Wow.
I don't know what that is, but man,
that sounds
painful.
Yeah, it was. It actually wasn't too painful, really.
Really?
I sat there because the hospital we went to was a trauma center, and I wasn't, they considered me unstable because it wasn't fixed or anything, but people that were crashing cars and everything that were coming in, we had to sit there and were secondhand because we weren't considered dying. Mm-hmm. We had to sit there till Sunday night.
That's kind of insulting.
For surgery.
Wow.
Well, Danny, with this injury, what does your future look like for racing? Anytime soon or ever again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We actually just went to the doctor today and had a couple x-rays, and I start physical therapy Monday, and they said that I'm coming along really well. So average, or before they said minimum 6 months, but mm-hmm. I hope to shoot that out of the water.
Yeah, you want to get back. Well, I got to ask. So you mentioned about Cottage Grove Speedway, you know, maybe being a stab and steer type track. So does that describe maybe your driving style, or are you more of a smooth finesse driver? Tell us a little bit about what you like to see at a racetrack in terms of, you know, stab and steer. What do you do?
I guess a little of both.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm a little wild and sometimes I'm smooth. It just depends on the night or where I'm sitting at.
Go ahead.
Oh, I had nothing.
I was just going to ask you, is there some people you want to thank?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd like to thank everyone that's been giving me support through this. We've got a lot of cards and a lot of emails and a lot of people supporting us through this, and thanks a lot to them. My family and friends, my close ones, they've been bringing us dinner every night and taking really good care of me. Alma and Sweeney Fire Protection and the Sweeney family especially, they've been... You know, just with the race program, they just keep picking it up and giving me better equipment and better stuff, and they're just helping me tremendously getting through this and trying to help me get back on the track as fast as I can. And my crew, they drove the rig home by themselves. I got flew home from the hospital, and mm-hmm. I've been getting treated really well, and it's thanks to everyone really out there.
Well, good luck on your recovery. One more question before we wrap it up for me anyway, and that is, you know, there's been some question in regards to the future at Cottage Grove Speedway. I don't know if you can maybe share a little bit. Are they pretty steady now, or have you heard lately?
It's still an ongoing battle with the zoning county and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're making some progress, but I think it's just going to be a battle to keep on going. But I sure hope that the Speedway gets to stay forever. But And so far, I'm not sure if I can say it's looking that way, but we're still getting a run, and I haven't been cutting any races short yet. So,
oh, that's cool.
Hopefully we're making progress.
You know, just getting back to, you know, reading your this thing that Carla printed up, and the name of Roger Crockett sure is alongside your name an awful lot. Tell us about Roger.
Oh, he's a super guy, and his dad. They helped us out last year. We just started with that 360 program, and they were first people trying to give us a hand to get faster. And last year we got to race with him a ton, and he's a really good driver. He helped me drive harder every weekend, so that's thanks to him for where I'm at today.
Have you found over the course of your career in racing that guys like Roger really help you more than they hurt you, and they don't even know it? And I don't know if that even makes sense.
It does. Just like racing with the World Outlaws, any time that, because Roger kicked my butt, you know, more than I did his last year. I think I had some better luck than him, and came out on top in the standings for the NST. That was a really close battle.
Mm-hmm.
Came out pretty tight, but you know, if you're getting your butt kicked every weekend and you got no choice but to get faster or just not come out, so, yeah, they definitely help you.
And, Danny, tell us a little bit about the NSCS. What do you think is going to happen this year with that series?
I think that's going to be a great series, especially like at Skagit. That's going to be a really tough track to go to. They got 20 or 30 local cars there that don't normally run the NST, so add another 30 cars on top of that, we'll be looking at 50, 60 car fields every time they're up there, and I believe there's 3 or 4 nights.
Yes, that's right.
Be up there, and plus the rest of them, if they hop onto the NSCS to go racing, I think it's going to be a really great series.
A lot of competition. Yeah. Well, Danny, thank you so much for taking some time with us. We'll be checking in with you. We wish you a speedy recovery and see you back on the track soon.
Thank you much, and thanks for having me on the show.
All right, appreciate it. Danny Horner, we'll be back after this.